Yeah.
Mr. Ray Bryce. President on the line.
Go.
Yes, sir.
Ray, would you have somebody go through the best of the letters that we have received from people who have been hurt by the wage price freeze, but say that they will support it. You recall we used one from Texas on, one occasion. Mm-hmm. There must be others that you know that are around. Mm-hmm. And if I could have three or four to look at, I don't need it until this afternoon sometime. I might want to use one, and I'm going to talk quite briefly on Thursday night, but I might want to use one as an illustration of how the American people, despite the are willing to put the public interest above their own personal interest. Mm-hmm. So would you put your eager beavers to work on that and see if we could find three or four?
All right, I will. Mm-hmm.
Can't use the Texas one again, but something like that is what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And very brief, just a little excerpt that we can. Give me some recommendations.
All right, fine.
All right, Ray.
We had one from a girl who decided not to put her babysitting prices up from 60 to 75 cents an hour.
Yeah, that's good. It's a... I think it's it would be fine in for example a speech, but I don't think it would be.
Not for this.
Well, what I want is something where basically sort of a hard working fellow, maybe a government worker or a labor guy or I remember when I was out at the airport the other at one place a steel worker came up to me and said, you know, this has been hard on me because of this or that or the other thing, but I'm for it. But it's that kind of thing I want. So it'll sort of hit more down to the average person. Okay?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Fine. Thank you.